Hello, my friends. My name is Cheryl Spangler, and this mini Project Note episode while I'm on the road is all about ADUs, accessory dwelling units. What are they? What does it stand for? And why the heck are all the laws starting to push ADUs? And how does it benefit you as a homeowner, a renter, a lender, and a state lawmaker? All that I'm about to explain. An accessory dwelling unit, acronym is ADU. Accessory means it is in addition to the primary residence and resides on the same lot. Like an earring would be my accessory to my body. It is not the primary, it is in addition. It is an accessory, but cannot exist without the primary. That is the important thing to note. Accessory, in addition to the primary, cannot be on its own. Dwelling means that it is a fully functional, livable space separate from the primary home, which means it needs a bedroom. It could be an efficiency, but it needs a place to sleep, a living space, a kitchen, and a bathroom. You do not and should not need any assistance from the primary structure, primary home, in order to live fully in this accessory dwelling unit. And the last word, unit, is actually important to define, because unit, in the eyes of the law and Virginia and probably most states and most counties, is one livable space that no more than three people can inhabit, and no more than two bedrooms can reside inside that structure. So when people say multiple units, if you ever hear that in the future, one unit is maximum three people, maximum two bedrooms. Okay, that's it. And it doesn't stipulate maximum bathrooms, just bedrooms. So accessory dwelling unit is a new term. And Fairfax County, Virginia actually refers to it as apartment dwelling unit. So you can see that they're seeing this as a single livable space, not for a full massive family of five or whatever to squeeze into. But the perspective of why is this important to a homeowner who already has a home on a lot, because it is adding financing flexibility. It allows you to add a second structure on the existing lot that you own, where you already have a primary home you live in, to build a second structure without having to increase infrastructure, like, you know, street pipes. And the state does not have to add infrastructure. It's already there. It already goes to your home. And not to mention that lenders are financing these structures to be built. They are built on foundations. They are not mobile homes or manufactured homes. They are not on wheels. These are not trailers. They are not RVs. They are literally stick-built, smaller spaces on an actual permanent foundation, either built on site or partially off site, brought and built the rest on site. They are stick built homes. They meet the standards for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to finance them. Now, this is new. This is new information that March of 2026, Fannie Mae will allow you to finance a new construction ADU at the time you're building your primary residence, or afterward as a secondary structure, or they will give you a loan to renovate an existing ADU, which there's not that many. Okay, so they give that option, but there's really not that many. And as a homeowner, if you build a home at the same time, build an ADU, an accessory dwelling unit, a second structure that you can either rent out, let's just say rent out, you can use the rental income. This is new, brand new. You can use the rental income of the second structure toward qualifying for the purchase and build of your primary structure. So in essence, this gives you higher value property, more financeability, and the ability to have more cash flow, not just to pay your bills, but to be able to afford a bigger house on the primary side. There's so many levels to this. It's hard to even do it in one podcast, but I'm going to try. So that's homeowner. Second reason as a homeowner, why would you want this second structure on your lot, tying into your public water sewer or your well and septic? Aging parents. I can't tell you how many times in open houses this year, last year, people were looking for these big homes that I would either have open or be listing, and they're looking for a place for their mother-in-law, father-in-law, an aging parent to live. And they'll say, but I don't want them in the same house as me. Like, I don't want them in our kitchen. I mean, this is their own personal thing. But this is not one person. There's many, many, many people. Everyone wants their privacy, but they need to be close by. So they want to put them in the basement, or they want a second home, or they're trying to figure it out, actually. They want an addition. And this is the answer to aging parents. You're not putting them in a folks home. They're not in an assisted living, and they're not in your space. But on their side, they're also, you're not in their space. They feel independent. Aging parents is a huge, huge reason. Also, adult children who are coming back to the home. No one wants to go back and live with mommy and daddy, right? But we also want to live with mommy and daddy because it saves money, lifestyle, multi-generational living. Families helping take care of other family members. We're not talking about all age and disability here. It's family helping family, but also maintaining independence and privacy. And this is huge, huge. So not only does it increase the value of your property, it increases the marketability in the future. It increases the ability for you not to have to sell and move to a bigger home, paying more money to have like mother-in-law, father-in-law, mother, father live with you. Or your adult children can move back and stay in their own space. This is like something to do to increase your value of your home and last forever, because the long term is family living with you at some point or whatever. Or you just rent it out. And you increase your cash flow. That's only the perspective of a homeowner. Why would you want to add this? The second perspective is a renter. As a tenant, it's increasingly difficult to find a place to live that is private and independent and affordable. Private and independent means no condo, no apartment, no townhome. Independent. A single family structure that is affordable is challenging. And a lot of renters, a lot of people in general are single. The number of single individuals in the world renting or buying and being able to afford it is very challenging. Affordability is not the only reason. It's affordable, private, independent living. That is the challenge. And the reason that all the counties are allowing this that are in the city, Fairfax, Arlington, Falls Church, Alexandria, is because that you can't afford, because you can only afford like apartments, or not even condos, but apartments, condos, and townhomes in those high, congested, easy proximity to all the conveniences. You're normally like renting an apartment, but again, like it's not that you don't have separation from people. You're having to deal with condo dues, apartments. They're very restrictive. This is encouraging independent and private living spaces in high density areas. And because otherwise there's just nowhere to build. I mean, there's only so many places, and then when they do build, they're too expensive for most people who are on a single income. So as a renter, it's more affordable, private, independent, safe living. And yeah, I mean, and if it happens to be on a property that your family owns, then you're one of those people who are multi-generational living. Now, the perspective of the Commonwealth of Virginia, before I get to lenders, has so many reasons. One main reason that no one actually is talking about, one of the reasons that ADUs are being pushed is because they are pushing the cost of expanding housing off the state and onto the homeowners. Let me explain. If the ADU was not a thing, in order to provide more housing, affordable housing, or any housing, you have to expand the infrastructure, the pipes in the ground, bring water, bring sewer, bring gas, and you have to create developments, create roads, pave roads, make gutters, sewers, all that. But the state is now offloading any expansion of infrastructure to the individual homeowners who say, okay, I'm going to, I, they're now, they're now allowing you to build an ADU on your lot. Okay, you do not have to subdivide. You don't have to build infrastructure. You just simply have to hire a plumber to tie in the plumbing of the second structure to the primary structure or to the road. If it's public water and sewer, you tie into the pipe. And if it's sewer, tie into the pipe. If it's well, you tie into the well. If it's septic, you have to make sure that that county and that particular zoning and that lot, you can have that extra bedroom, right? If you have a 4-bedroom home and a 4-bedroom septic, you still can add a second structure and you can get what's called, I forgot what it's called right now, but basically you get this approval for the county to allow. In essence, you would have a 5th bedroom on that lot, but only a 4-bedroom septic. Oh, it's called a conditional permit. So that is huge, huge. Like, do you know how much money the state is saving by offloading the cost of building more affordable homes and providing more rentals and providing more housing? People are like, oh, this is great. They're allowing me to do a second home. And it is. Trust me, it is. But the flip side is they're benefiting more because they're offloading the entire expansion of infrastructure onto the homeowner on their dime. That's number one. Number two is the state of Virginia is lacking affordable housing. They're lacking affordable housing. And what is it called? The missing middle. The missing middle is the people that aren't in low-income housing. They're not deprived. They're not poverty level, but they're not rich. They're not super wealthy. They're in the middle. And the people in the middle are having trouble affording their existing home. In essence, they can build a second structure and help with cash flow. Or if you're in the middle renter, you can rent a separate home on someone's land or in your family's land and have your independence, affordable living. And that's the second reason why the state is doing it. And then there's the lender. Then there's the lender perspective. Like all of a sudden in 2026 now, all the lenders are declaring, it starts March 2026, they're going to finance. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have their own rules. They're going to finance ADUs as part of new construction independently or as part of a new construction, new primary residence and ADU at the same time. And or they're providing renovation loans for structures to be used as ADUs. For example, you live in a home on a lot and you have a shed. You can turn it into an ADU and get a loan by Fannie Mae, a renovation loan, to renovate it into an ADU. And so this is new because now Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae have just 10x'd 100x'd the number of structures they can finance or refinance, which means more money, more money, more money. The lenders now have the ability to finance more structures. And to do that, they have to adhere to certain rules and guidelines. And most of those are just around the fact that they have to be stick built. They have to be on a permanent foundation, and they have to provide, like I said, a living space, a sleeping space, a bathroom. I mean, it has to be a house. Now, here's the thing that most people think. They think, oh, ADU, I've never heard of the term, but I've heard of the term tiny house. Well, tiny house is just simply representing a descriptor of a home being small. It doesn't say whether it's a primary or a secondary home. ADU specifically is a secondary home. There is no such thing as an ADU lived in a, there is no such thing as an ADU as a primary house on a lot. It is an accessory to a primary. So that's why I'm talking about this specifically. Now, if you just say tiny homes, you're going to get into a gamut of all kinds of descriptions of people turning their sheds into tiny homes, their garage into tiny homes, their, you know, treehouse into tiny homes or whatever. That's different. That is not actually widely accepted. In fact, it's hard to find a tiny home community or something close to it anywhere, let alone Virginia. There are some, but it is not widely accepted. But what is now and becoming super widely accepted is the accessory dwelling unit. Every single county in Virginia has locally, independently started allowing these. And now Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac are allowing the renovation and the financing of new constructed ADUs. But let me enlighten you on something else. And I'm going to go county by county. I'm going to do a podcast per county on everything you need to know about ADUs in a county. But I'm going to start real quick right here with everything that I know so far about Fauquier County. And that is located about 41 miles west of Washington, D.C., about 27 miles west of Fairfax, just adjacent to the Manassas-Gainesville area, if you live in Virginia. And it's not so tiny. And people think maybe when they start hearing this, they're going to be, oh, they're doing like tiny houses? No. The ADU in Fauquier County can be 800 square feet. Now, let me just give you a perspective. Right now in Arlington, Virginia, you can buy a micro condo, buy, not rent, a micro condo, which is 336 square feet, the entire place, for $168,000. That is on the market today. I just saw it come on today. So another one. Micro condo, Arlington, Virginia. $168,000, fully functional, independent little micro condo, and condo fee somewhere between $300 and $750 a month. So you're like, oh, $168, that's affordable, you know, until you pay the condo fee. But you are living in Arlington, you are hop, skip, you know, away from DC and Georgetown and all that cool stuff. So that's cool. But my point in telling you that is that, and I'm going to go through each county, but in Fauquier County, it's 800 square feet. I'm sorry, guys. That's a good size home. Okay. It's not even like Boxable. If you have heard of the tiny home manufacturer Boxable in Las Vegas, I think it's Las Vegas. Theirs are 400 square feet, 20 by 20. That is a tiny home. And those could be ADUs, but you'd have to build your foundation and then bring it on and then secure it permanently. Like I said, that's just a type of structure that you could bring to anywhere. But Boxable, 400 square feet. In Fauquier County, 800 square feet, you can have an ADU, a secondary structure, up to 800 square feet. Now, a little secret, that does not include outdoor living space. So you can have porches, and that could expand you even more, which I plan to do. And then 800, okay, if you are in all residential zoning, Fauquier County, but if you are in Fauquier County and on 5 acres or more, you can have up to 1,000 square foot ADU in RA and RC zoning. The point is that if you have 5 acres or more, you can have up to 1,000 square foot accessory dwelling unit. That's a good size property. Trust me, I'm working on house plans right now to maximize those kinds of spaces. And even further, a third option, if there is an existing secondary structure on a piece of land, 5 acres or more in Fauquier County, built before 2013, it can be up to 1,400 square feet. So there aren't that many secondary already existing ADUs. But what they're saying is that if you live on 5 acres or more and you have a structure, secondary structure, on a piece of property in Fauquier County that was built prior to 2013, it can be up to 1,400 square feet. That's the size of a brand new home. So, I mean, you're talking about your mother and your father, your mother-in-law, father-in-law, any family member, your adult children and their children living in these properties. These are really good size properties. This 800 square feet minimum, you can have 800 square feet in Fauquier as ADU, secondary structure. That's twice the size of a boxable. And what is the cost? What is the cost? Well, that is the miracle question. And I'm going to do a separate podcast on breaking down the exact cost, because it depends on what you're building. And if you want to check out my Cheryl Spangler Real Estate, it's Cheryl Spangler Real Estate Instagram. I have images of some upcoming ADUs. And when you see them, you will be surprised. They're very mid-century meets modern. So it's not like you're building a shed. Okay, this is a fully functional home, 800 square feet, where someone is going to rent from you for most likely $1,200 to even $2,000 a month. I'm just saying, depends. Adding some massive cash flow, massive value, massive marketability in the future, helping your family, helping tenants, helping the state of Virginia, helping everyone, including yourself. So this is, they're calling it the flex, real estate flex. And well, no, I mean, I think that's just a term that I saw, but real estate flex is flexible living space, flexible finance, flexible finances. The homeowners who live in all these properties, you know, there's a lot of foreclosures that go on every single day. It's not like, oh, foreclosures aren't big right now. People are having trouble affording their properties every day. But if they refinanced and added a second structure because it's allowed and started bringing in $1,200 to $1,400 a month additional cash flow, it would help them afford their current property and they wouldn't have to move. They wouldn't have to sell. They wouldn't have to downsize. They wouldn't go into foreclosure. This is going to help everyone. And right now, I don't know of any one single company that is solely focused on accessory dwelling unit builds. I don't know of one. I know of people who talk about it. I know people who redo sheds. I know builders that build primary homes. I know builders that will build a second home for you, build a second building for you at some point when they're building a regular home. But I don't know any single, and please, if you know of one, send me a message. And I probably haven't done enough research. But if I don't know of any, you don't probably know of any. I'm not saying it like that, but if I don't know of any off the top of my head, then whoever is doing it probably just isn't like blasting out with the social media marketing enough. Because this is the ultimate public service that is needed. This is the missing gap of home ownership and builder public service that is needed. And that is the gap that I'm going to fill. I'll get into that later, but I thought, what do you think about this? What do you think about everything I just shared about accessory dwelling units? Have you heard of it before? Did you know what it stands for? What are your thoughts? All right, I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.